This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The West County town of Grayton, like a number of other Northern California communities, has a colorful past that is barely visible today. But it is fully on display, albeit in black and white, in a newly published pictorial history that was compiled and written by local resident Lisa Tanner with the help of the Grayton Community Club. Their collected images date back to before the town took its name from a prominent early citizen.
From James Gray, who was one of the founders. It was originally going to be Green Valley because the whole area is Green Valley, but there already was a town named Green Valley in California.
Oak Grove School has been a part of the community since 1854, but the actual structure of the town coalesced around the arrival of the electric railway in 1904.
The founders knew that the Petaluma and Santa Rosa Railroad was going to be coming through town. So they quickly bought the land along the line and created the town to take advantage of that.
The train station was located where the Volunteer Fire Department is now, part of a once bustling town center that was repeatedly damaged by fire. This led several business owners to relocate away from the town center, along the highway heading from Sebastopol out toward the Russian River. One of them was Jack Robertson, whose new enterprise was a gas station, campground, and more, known as Handy's Grove.
And at that time, it had a zoo. It had a chute-de-chute, which is like a homemade roller coaster kind of thing, where they would crank a car up to the top of a wooden chute and then let it go, and it would zip down. They had an outdoor stage and dances.
But over time, Tanner says, after the trains stopped running, and later the area's apple-growing industry fell into decline, Grayton's fortunes faded.
Grayton was really in serious decline along with the apple industry, and it was not reborn until the early 90s.
That was reversed, almost single-handedly.
Orrin Thiessen saw the town and the potential there, and it was in a position where he could make it happen. And his wife is a sixth-generation Sonoma County resident, so they really have their hearts in Grayton and in Sonoma County.
And starting around the same time, some dedicated longtime residents launched the annual September Grayton Days celebration.
It started in 1993, just prior to the town starting to revitalize, by people who wanted to celebrate Grayton and wanted to keep the small town vital.
Tanner is proud to join in that annual event, that she comes by her fondness and loyalty to her hometown the old-fashioned way.
My mother moved to Grayton when she was a baby, so really Grayton has been the only town she's ever lived in. My father didn't come till later, but they met at Skip's Bar, so I guess that makes me born and bred in Grayton.
But even with that local heritage, and though she was interviewing friends and neighbors she had known for years as the basis for the book, Tanner admits there were still a few tidbits she discovered that surprised her. Such as the bear.
In the 30s, there was a little zoo up at Handy's Grove, which is at the corner of 116 and Grayton Road. And there was a bear that lived there that was chained to a tree and had a platform it could climb up and down from. And that bear lived up in Handy's Grove until the late 50s.
There was a time, not so long ago, Tanner acknowledges, when Grayton was regarded by some as the armpit of Sonoma County. But those who live there, she writes, have always considered it the heart. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.